information, but it is up to them to allow it in and process it how they will. You can't do it to them, but they can choose to do it to themselves.
Got it. And as I'm ongoing 20 years teaching with Dr. Leiby here in Colorado.
Guys.
And can you share with me his origins and how you perceive the mission?
No.
The goal? Can you share his origins?
No.
Can you share how I could better fulfill my participation?
Follow your joy.
To get to my natural self.
Realizing that you are your natural self is what we are talking about. It is not that you have to become your natural self, all of you. It is that you have to remember what your natural self is and start behaving like it. Yes.
Right. So my last question here is, as I follow my joy, does it matter if it's totally immoral? How does morals
How
play
can
into that?
Following your excitement and being your natural self be immoral? Can you explain how you can allow those concepts to coexist in that definition of natural self?
Thank you for asking. Committing adultery with a woman who's married?
Yes. Well, then there is not an expression of your actual highest joy. Did you not understand when we said before that one of the components is clarity of communication?
Right, an anxiety versus excitement.
Yes, and the idea is that when you act on your joy and it involves other relationships, if you are not honest enough to share with all involved who you really are and what it is you really prefer, then you are actually not expressing your true natural self. You must give everyone else the opportunity to decide whether or not who you are is someone they actually want to interact with. You must allow them to follow their joy as well by being honest about what it is that you believe is your joy. Then when you are up front with everyone can make a clear, educated, simple decision about what they wish to do in a mutually consenting way, and no one is being kept in the dark. You understand?
I believe I've got that, yes.
When someone is kept in the dark, then the full light isn't present.
Got it.
Does that help you?
It helps me tremendously.
It's all about integrity.
Yes.
All right. Then you understand. You must first make sure that what you believe you're doing is truly reflective of your actual excitement, or whether it really is an expression of anxiety, because many times humans, no offense, will do things they think are representative of their joy when in fact it's not. They can fool themselves into thinking that it is, and they can gloss over things they would rather not do that really are things they ought to do, and pretend that they are living their joy. But if you are clear that the ideas you are expressing are truly representative of your natural self, then you must understand the only way that that's going to be really expressed in truth is to interact with individuals who also want to interact with you on that level in conscious awareness, and not to force individuals who do not prefer those ideas to interact with you when they would rather be interacting with someone else on another level. You follow me?
I look forward to studying the tape, actually.
Oh, all right.
To get all that. I'll just cut to the quick.
Yes.
When I ended this love relationship and she rebounded, I got so upset and so, like, I lost it.
Yes.
I feel like I'm never going to get over it.
Oh, all right. Then never